How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, listeners. We've got another roundup of this week's most offbeat news from around the country from the Something Offbeat podcast. This week, our roster of weird tales includes the new Living Funerals trend with the Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis, talk about a circus with robot lions with the Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and the Super Bowl of Nude Volleyball with the Big K Morning Show out of KDKA in Pittsburgh. Let's get things started with an electronic roar.
Well, that's one way to dodge animal rights activists. A circus in the UK has built the world's first robotic lion for its shows. A circus.
Oh, my.
Using a robotic lion for its shows. Took 11 months to create. It is not full size. It is about the size of a medium dog.
Yeah, so when they say it's a robotic lion, it is. You've probably seen the videos on the internet of the robotic dogs that they're testing, which, by the way, that's the creepiest I've ever seen, because get 100 of those and put guns on their backs, we're done. Anyway.
We started with circus.
Whoa. Can you repeat that last sentence, please?
They are basically just the size.
You're talking about guns on the back of a robotic dog?
Of a Labrador. Yeah, hey. We're talking about the death of humanity with AI.
You know what else is scary? Sharks with laser beams? That's, just think about it.
They're
scary.
Basically,
you have
the
gone
size
dark today, dude.
Of a Labrador. And instead of the robotic dog head that they put on for that testing and all those videos you've seen, they took that same robotic dog head and glued a lion's mane to it.
Now, Sam, I feel like if when you in high school you were doing your circus class instead of spinning plates, had they taught you how to make a robotic lion, that would have been a more constructive use of your time.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here today.
Okay.
Being robotic lion. What's going on in your brain today?
Text line, new meaning to the term mainframe.
Nice. I wouldn't be here. I'd be in the robotic lion biz.
So the robotic lion, the size of a medium-sized dog, his name is Ion. All they did was take the L off. He can do tricks, pose for selfies, jump through fiery hoops, and even do a handstand.
And viciously attack you.
Does he wear a gun on his back, Sam?
Not yet.
Points to the Dana and Park Show for quoting one of my very favorite Austin Powers scenes. Now, I'm going to reference another bit of 90s media. That Friends episode where Ross ends up attending a memorial service for himself. I won't spoil anything if you haven't seen it. But I'll just say that it put me off of the idea of attending my own funeral. However, some people seem to be pretty into the idea. Here's the Dave Glover Show to explain.
Living funerals. Have you heard of this, Dave?
Yes.
No.
So it's a growing trend, and more than half of young adults say they would have one. It's basically you plan and execute your own funeral while you're still alive, and you get to hear all the nice things people would say about
you. So it's a birthday party, kind of.
Except they're pretending that you're dead.
Didn't Huckleberry Finn do that?
Didn't he have a funeral when he was still alive? Faked their own deaths, and then they showed up to their own funeral.
And see, I think you have to fake your own death to get anything accurate. If someone knows that you're watching.
Yes. If someone knows you're just going to be like staring at them in a chair like, what are you going to say about me?
I don't like this at all.
No?
You're pretty needy if you need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I need to hear all, just ask people, talk to your friends.
Yeah, just tell your friends, like, hey, what's the thing you like about me?
I'm down, I could use some good stuff.
Dead? What would you miss the most?
Exactly. Why do we need to pretend we're dead and do a whole fake-ass funeral to get people to say nice things about you?
I wouldn't do it because of my insecurity. I would be afraid that it would fall short of my expectations.
I could see how it would.
Like, everyone would be nice.
Right, but they know you're alive. Yeah. The people are always a little bit
no
more.
One's going to be like, no one, people might sob and weep at your funeral because of how sad they are to have lost you, but they're not going to sob and weep at your fake funeral.
They know you're back there.
You're right there. You're standing there. I can see you.
What if you have to lay in the casket still?
That's just, come on, man.
You ever have funeral fantasies at all? Like what people would say?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Well, we know. I mean, we know you do. That's well-trod ground. Yeah, we're aware. That.
Mine is always like Tom Ackerman goes up to Phoebe and takes her by the shoulders and barely holds it together. He's like, let me tell you about your dad. And then he's like, I just can't even talk. I'm so upset.
I don't even want a funeral. Just don't. You just have a party. Do something fun.
Done.
Yeah. go to a ball game. Go to get pizza. Don't do the whole thing.
See, I need people like tearing their clothes.
Yeah,
rending their garments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be dead. Won't care.
You might care. You don't know. You could be a ghost.
Yeah, but if I'm a ghost, I'm probably gonna be like, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm a ghost.
Yeah, this unlocks a whole new.
It's like, hey, yeah. Hey, the game's not over. I made it to level two.
Kevin will be trying to prank his own funeral. He'd be turning the lights on and off and mad that people don't notice.
That'd be so great.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
If living funerals aren't your thing, then maybe naked volleyball is. I'm also going to have to sit this one out. I'm bad enough at volleyball with all my clothes on. This week, an actual naked volleyball player joined the Big K morning show in Pittsburgh to give them a rundown on the Super Bowl of naked volleyball, a pastime with a more than 50-year history.
Team member Louise is with us. Louise, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me back, Larry.
I didn't know there was a Naked Volleyball Hall of Fame. Wow.
It is brand new this year. We're doing, it's our 54th year, so we are trying to recognize some of our, you know, good players, back in the day players. Doesn't even have to be players, I guess, but just something that we're trying new just to recognize people from our 54th year.
So how do these teams get involved in participating in the competitive part of nude volleyball?
I'm going to say word of mouth and advertisement. A lot of people just, you know, there's third generations of people out here. Super Bowl was started 54 years ago by a couple, Wayne and Betty, and they just went out to colleges and went out to different events and just invited people to come in, and they started to grow the community. And now the people that are in it start to talk about it and grow it and bring it. And so we just try to advertise as much as we possibly can, you know, just bring your A game. ESPN was out here in 2008, found out very quickly that it was no joke. and brought some players and realized that, you know, it really is competitive.
Yeah, and some of those spikes could hurt, too. Meanwhile, Whitethorn Lodge has been part of Western Pennsylvania and Beaver County. Now, you say this is a family-friendly nudist resort.
That is correct. We follow all American Association of Nude Recreation practices and standards. And if, people, you know, are curious, I recommend they look up AANR, which is, you know, the American Association of New Recreation that I just mentioned. And you can find out all kind of, you know, information on just what nudism is, what naturism is. And it's, you know, a very open, non-sexual environment where you just, you know, like to be without clothes.
Yeah, because as you know, Louise, the first thing a lot of people think of is that nude volleyball, you know, it's some kind of wild sex party.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I totally understand that, where people are coming from. It's just unfortunate that we have, you know, kind of paired nudity with sexuality or sexual, anything sexual, but they are not the same. So just because you are nude doesn't mean you're having sex.
If God would have meant people to be naked, they would have been born that way. You've got like 200 acres of this place. How long has this been in existence overall, White Thorn?
64 years.
And when do you close up? Pun intended.
We actually close to the public the following weekend. So that would be September 14th at 6 p.m. That's when we close for the season to the public. You know, as members, we have full access to, you know, our campground, you know, year round. But yeah, so sadly to the public, Sunday, September 14th at 6 p.m. is when we will be closing.
All right, so the championship will be on Sunday and the games all this week. And then what about your new Hall of Fame induction? I love this. What kind of trophy do you give?
That's actually to be revealed during our opening ceremonies on Friday evening.
Friday evening.
So it's actually a plaque that, yeah, they're going to be giving on Friday. So our opening ceremonies to kick off our official Super Bowl weekend are at 8 p.m. on Friday, and that right after the opening ceremonies is when we will be doing that first Hall of Fame induction.
The Super Bowl of Naked Volleyball underway at the White Thorn Lodge in Darlington, Western Pennsylvania's nudist resort. Louise, appreciate you sharing the story. Are you participating in the games?
I have in years past. I'm still undecided this year, so I'm looking to probably play on the weekend, but we'll see what happens.
All right.
Well, doing other stuff.
Thanks for being with us. I noticed the absence of lawn darts on this list of things you do there.
Well, they've made those a little bit more friendly because, you know, they're not as sharp as they used to be.
All right. Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you so much for listening to this roundup of offbeat news from Odyssey stations around the country, presented by the Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to The Dave Glover Show out of KMOX, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ, and The Big K Morning Show out of KDKA.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.